Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
So the next question is from Sean Smith.
Ooh, hi, Sean.
So how can I push forward and stay consistent during times of hardship and challenges, especially when I feel overwhelmed and don't have the motivation or desire to do so?
Ha!
Great question.
I bet nobody else has had this experience before, have they?
Yeah, I'm sure nobody has. Sure, nobody. No. Great question. Yeah. So okay, let's kind of dissect this bit by bit. So how can I push forward, stay consistent, key phrase, during times of hardship and challenges? I mean, again, we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about it again. This is why the morning routine for mental toughness is so important. Like, listen, the morning routine for mental toughness, we're not just talking about 9 minutes of breathing, gratitude, and goals. Yeah, that is what you're doing every morning,
but it's so much more impactful than just that, right?
Let's talk about how it's changing your world. The steps in it, we've talked about it with some of you, but not all of you. The steps in it are designed for a purpose, with a purpose in mind, and in a certain sequence for a purpose, with a purpose in mind, and literally will change your biochemistry. This isn't just like floofy, airy-fairy, new agey stuff. It's irrefutable.
It's in our book, the impacts of gratitude and what it does to your biochemistry.
Literally pumps a whole bunch of the feely-good chemicals. I'm going to de-jargonize it so we're not too scientific here. Let's have fun. All the feely-good chemicals into the bloodstream so you feel good.
Yeah.
Endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, literally feel good. There's a reason. Starting off the day, I mean, I've had days where I'm like, oh man, and I'm tired. And
it's early.
It's 5 a.m.
It's dark. It's cold.
Yeah. In the winter. And I'm like, oh boy. And I can tell my biochemistry's off.
Yeah.
And then I take my morning vitamins, get my morning beverage. And but in the wintertime, I sit in front of the fireplace. Summertime or right now I'm bouncing on a trampoline while I'm doing my morning routine, kind of a trip. But I sit in front of a fireplace. And I do it every morning, and I can actually feel when I'm doing the gratitude, I can actually feel me go into another state. And that, by the way, that's not in our mind. Well, it is.
And it is.
But it's physiological and it's affecting our mind. So this is so important. The breathing, the Kapalabhati Pranayama, skull shining breath. How many of you are doing the morning routine every morning still? Good. Some of you drifted.
Good.
Don't worry about it. Get back on track.
Yeah.
Just get back on track. That's why you're here.
Yep.
This is exactly why we created Boost.
Totally.
There's hands that have gone up before about the morning routine. They've already gone down.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you.
This is your reminder to keep you on track.
Don't worry about it.
That's why you're here. Thanks for showing up.
Literary genius Samuel Johnson said, oftentimes we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed.
Yes.
And that's a big part of what Boost is. This is why we created Boost. It's not a matter of if, but when you're going to drift. Our job is to get you back on track.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's going to be sometimes we're going to have to poke you, prod you, cajole you back into the better direction, and you'll thank us later.
Back into the lane.
You want to get back into your lane, our lane, lane, right? Wherever it is that you're heading.
Yeah.
So the Kapalabhati Pranayama, a little science behind that is a review. It literally dumps nitric oxide into the bloodstream, which some people call the molecule of life.
Mm.
And it's free, meaning there's a lot of supplements out there that increase nitric oxide in your bloodstream.
We take
a few of them.
Because more is good.
More is better. Yeah. Nitric oxide. You can really experience a lot of that.
And you can tap into yourself and get it for free.
Yeah. In through the nose, out through the nose, the microfilaments inside of the nasal cavity, literally when the oxygen rushes up against it, creates a production of nitric oxide, dumps it into the bloodstream. And this is why you literally feel awake after you do it. It's not in your mind. It's for real. Nitric oxide will wake up your mind. And so that's why we do that first. We're doing the nitric oxide dump into our bloodstream. Then we get into a feely good state
of gratitude.
Then after that, we're going to focus on three things we want to have happen for the day, the week, the month, the year, or whatever. right? So let us explain why that's the last thing that you're doing. Because we want to make sure that you wake up and then you get in a positive state. Breathing will wake you up, positive state from the gratitude. Then focus on your goals. Otherwise, how many of you have ever woken up grumpy? Hands up. Okay. Guess what? If you woke up and then you did goal setting, you will inject grumpiness into your goals.
Not good.
That's not good.
No. You want to inject possibility and intention,
opportunity,
and positivity, and, yep, and all the goodness that you're capable of.
So we recommend doing the morning routine for mental toughness literally on a daily basis. And if you miss it when you wake up, that's the best time to do it. Then do it at lunch.
That's okay. Do it when you think of it, right? Do it in the moment.
You'd rather do it than not do it. So lunch is better than not doing it.
And if you completely miss a day, that's okay. Just get back on track. Don't beat yourself up and think you can never do it again, right? Just get back on track. 9 minutes is all it takes. I mean, even if you're a little bit slow, or maybe I'll change that word
to a little more methodical.
Methodical instead of slow. 15
max,
right? 15 max. You're done.
I'm going to tell you, just try to keep it to 9 or under, because we find when it goes into double digits, you'll perceive that you don't have time to do it.
Right.
If you don't have 9 minutes, you don't have a life. Straight up. Just true. From my heart. I got to, you know, just, you know, straight up.
So make sure you download. And even if you have done this already, because I know a bunch of you have done this, do it again, right? And keep doing it. So it just becomes part of your lifestyle.
I would do it over and over and over and over again until you are doing it every single day. And it's once in a blue moon that you miss it.
Yeah.
And then you're like craving it so much that you just get back on it. So, yes. So Sean and everybody, we're recommending the best way, because that's such a great question, to get more consistent in anything is to start your day in a consistent way.
Mm-hmm. And to track it. If you don't track things, you don't know,
yep,
right? You don't know where you fell off or where you stopped or where you missed.
Let's see what else, what else?
One
what
other
else,
thing else? That was a part of your question, Sean, was, yeah, especially when you feel overwhelmed.
Ooh. Anyone else relate? Anyone ever been overwhelmed before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have our blah method, which is key for helping you to get out of overwhelm.
Who's ever heard of the blah method? This is something we were after our book launched. It's one of the techniques that we've created that's in our book. And we had news stations calling us, like literally one after another, saying, come talk about the blah method.
And this was right in
amidst the pandemic,
height of the pandemic too. So of course everyone was in overwhelm and stress and scattered, and they were inviting us to come on their show to teach a quick, easy technique that would get people out of overwhelm.
So again, if you go to your dashboard in the guides, worksheets, and ebook section, you can go to the Blah Method. This is a new resource, by the way, literally hot off the press as of today.
Yes. Thank you, Sean, for the question.
Thank you, Sean. It sparked this going into the dashboard.
Yeah, we already had the resource, but we were like, hey, let's add it to the dashboard. So Max jumped on it and put it in there. So
it's box breathing.
Four steps, and it's an acronym. So B stands for box breathing, right? Where you breathe in.
Well, and let's give the backstory. We thought when we're feeling overwhelmed, we felt blah.
Yeah.
Can anyone relate? Like you just feel really blah, very blah moment. Mood, blah state.
Yeah.
So we're like, cool. So B-L-A-H.
B-L-A-H. So the B stands for box breathing. You could do any kind of breathing, but we get specific and say box breathing because we know that that instantly calms you. It lowers the heart rate, lowers your blood pressure, and it just gets you thinking. Because think about it. When you're in anxiety or overwhelm, are you thinking very clearly? No,
not a chance.
No, you're like all over the place and you can't think. So box breathing immediately gets you calm.
This is what Navy SEALs use before they go into battle. This is what trauma room physicians do before going into the ER.
This is what pregnant women do when they're hyperventilating before going into labor.
Yep. So it literally will calm you and it'll lower your blood pressure. So you do box breathing. You look up. There's a science to that. We talk about that in our Mind Power Coaching Academy. They know what we mean by that. For now, you don't have to worry about
just
that.
Just look up,
yeah. Right? It will literally disconnect you from the negative feelings. And then A is to access a positive state like gratitude.
Yep. We've already talked about the benefits of gratitude. So you just go into gratitude And then H is handle it.
Yep.
Right. So identify whatever you're overwhelmed about.
Yep.
Right. Usually a person, if you ask a person who's overwhelmed, you say, well, what are you overwhelmed about? What do they say?
What do they say? Put it in the chat room.
What do they say? If someone asks you, what are you overwhelmed about?
What do they say? What are you overwhelmed about? Someone that's in overwhelm. What do they say? What do they say? What do they say? Let's see. Put it in the chat room. Minnie Miller nailed it. Everything.
Everything.
You're going to be overwhelmed about everything.
Absolutely.
Because work, everything, Susan says. Exactly. It's literally what occurs when an individual's got too much on their mind and they're trying to process too much. That's why H is handle it, which is make a list, prioritize it, start top down.
And ask yourself, what do I want instead? And then
that's
focus
it.
On that, right?
That's
so
it.
Box breathing, look up, access a positive state like gratitude and handle it. So
that's
you
it.
Just remember, go into do blood method.
Super important. Yeah, that's going to help. So being consistent, start your day. The way you start the day is going to be the way you experience your day, mm-hmm. which is going to be the way you end your day most likely.
Right.
So that's why we love to listen. The most important thing about a morning routine is that you have one. Let me repeat that. The most important thing about having a morning routine is that you have one and you do it every day.
Yeah. And that it's simple and easy.
That's why we created the 9-minute one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great
power hour,
you know,
holy hour,
1 hour, 2 hour morning routine,
magical hour.
But if you don't have that time, then it's just going to weigh on you and it's going to become another to-do.
And you'll do it once a month and then you'll feel bad and guilty for not doing it.
And then it's not a routine. If you're not doing it, it's not a routine. So 9 minutes, just do it. And then if you ever get yourself into overwhelm or anxiety, do the blah method.
Yeah. So good. Thank you, Sean. Great question.
Yeah.
Amazing question.
Does that help? You can give us
hope that helps. Gives us a digital thumbs up or real thumbs up. She's
yes.
giving a real thumbs good. Up. Good to see you,
good.
Sean.
Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Awesome. And again, that resource is in your dash. So
go to the Boost dashboard.
Remember to log into your dash.
Print that bad boy out and put it on your desk.
Yep.
To keep reminding yourself that you could do blah. Don't do blah when you wake up. Blah is a calming technique. Do the morning routine to wake up, the breathing plus the gratitude plus the goals. Use the blah if you're a little stressed out or a little overwhelmed or a little anxious.
You just need to bring it down to just homeostasis.
Yep. Like, so blah is great for, it's a calming technique. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained Mind Power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.